It's the dawn of a new era. Fewer Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Summer's over and school's in session. And my bed frame is falling apart. It's a piece of shit. It's a piece of shit bed frame. I was asking for it when I got involved with an elderly man. Some of you know this story. A lot of you know this story. The bed frame that I got from the old man. Let's just hear from the old man. Let's play one of these calls. Let's play a clip from one of these calls before we get started here today.
I've just been thinking about that bed you bought. You left $10, but I thought that was just a down payment. He was going to pay me so much a week.
Now, that's a real call. That's a real old man. That's a real transaction. He wanted $10 for the bed frame. I paid him $20, and then he tried to put me on some made-up payment plan. He was calling me. He was harassing me over the telephone, and he wasn't going to rest until he got restitution that he thought he was owed, but he wasn't owed. I paid him double what he asked for, and he still tried to put me on a made-up payment plan. And I'm glad I didn't go on that payment plan, because this piece of shit bed frame is falling to fucking pieces. And I knew it when I took it from him. I knew it wasn't going to last long. I knew it wasn't going to be something that was in my life for a long time. But I said, I want to help this man out. And now, a year later, I haven't heard from this man in a year, by the way. This man went into a home. He was locked behind padded walls. It's known as they call it an assisted living facility. Maybe you've heard of one. But he was chained to a wall in a small room, practically a cell, in a padded room. That's where he probably ended up. Or, you know, they just gave him a regular bedroom. I don't really know, but he should have been locked in a padded room, because this man was straight up insane towards the very end of when I knew him. And he hasn't called in over a year. He hasn't harassed me in over a year. And I know this man wouldn't stop until he got payment from me. So I have to conclude that the old man is dead. And he's really reaching out from behind the grave right now. The old man is reaching out from behind the grave every single night when I sleep. That's basically what I'm going through. I feel like, possibly, I don't believe in ghosts, but if there was ever a use for a ghost, I feel like this old man, after he died, he could explore the entire world and do anything he wanted. But I feel like this would be some trivial bullshit that he would be on. He's just going to haunt me every night in my dreams until I somehow set up a payment plan with this goddamn entity from beyond. Now, this bed frame, guys, I give it, and I'm broadcasting intentionally next to it today. And I just want to let you know that too. I am broadcasting right next to this bed frame today in the same room. And I've broadcast from this room before. I'm normally not this close to the frame, though. I've gotten right up next to it today, because if this piece of shit falls apart, and it doesn't even need to be an earthquake that's going to make it fall apart at this point, a light tremor. There could be an earthquake in Canada right now, and the reverberations might knock this bed frame over. If it doesn't fall over while I record this today, it will fall over in my sleep tonight. I can see the bed frame potentially falling in a way that could cause a contusion in my sleep that I'd never wake up from. I might be dead by this time tomorrow. That's what I'm trying to get across to you guys. But I am looking forward to the uninterrupted sleep that I'm going to get after I'm dead. So maybe it's not all bad. And I never condone pulling the plug on me. I want to get this straight right now. I've said this for years now, probably 5 or 10 years. I want to be kept artificially alive as long as possible. Even if I'm brain dead. I don't care if I'm brain dead. Keep me alive as long as possible. I want to lay there and definitely be a burden to everybody around me. I'm not going out without causing a problem, so don't pull the plug. Please reference this episode of the show if I'm brain dead in the morning because this bed frame fell apart and gave me a concussion in my sleep. I'll be at the hospital and the doctors will wheel me out to my loved ones. I'll have a blank stare on my face. And he'll have to explain that I'm brain dead and I'll never have another coherent thought the rest of my life. I'll never be able to participate in a game of thumb war. That's how bad it is, ladies and gentlemen. No more thumb war for John. He can no longer manipulate his limbs. He wants to put me on a payment plan. The only payment plan I'm going to be put on is when I'm brain dead, and it's a long-term payment plan for at-home care because I can no longer wipe my ass. And then he's already dead, but in theory, if he was still alive, he would die with a smile on his face after he saw that. Because he wants to put me on a payment plan. In your dreams, old man. I said it a year ago, and I'll say it now. In your dreams, I'm never going on any payment plan. If you are still alive, come at me. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you because you're old and frail. And I'll say that right now. If you were actually, in your prime, I probably would be afraid of you. But I'm no longer afraid of you. So come at me. But you'll have to get at me quick because I'm going to die in my sleep tonight. Don't come at me because you are already going to kill me the next time I lay down on this bed frame. The bottom of it, because I'm looking at it now. The bottom of it, I don't know a whole lot about beds. I guess the springboard, the base, that motherfucker, the base, it's got some like notches to attach to the bedpost and the frame. And those notches are worn from years of use. Those notches no longer can hold the pegs really. And the bottom of it, it's curved at an unnatural angle. That's why I think I'm being haunted, potentially. It's curved at an angle that should no longer be supporting a bed frame, but somehow it still is. I don't know what it looked like when it came into this home, but I suspect that this was a long con by the old man. It was a long con where he said, I'll give this guy a bed frame, and I know it's got a year, year and a half use left on it, and then it'll kill him. And guess what? Congratulations, because your plan's coming true tonight. The greatest generation. The greatest generation, my ass, old man. The greatest generation. God damn. Characteristics of the greatest generation. 1, personal responsibility. We live in an age of blame. If we can't find someone at fault for our trials, we will just invent something. Personal responsibility. That's supposed to be a characteristic of the greatest generation, and what was it? What did it say? We will just invent something. Yep, that's what the old man did. He invented a payment plan for me. That checks out. A lot of personal responsibility there, too. Humility. In that day, there was an expected norm of dignity and modesty. I'm laughing. I'm laughing at it because I can't keep a straight face because this man has no dignity. This man called. He didn't call me because he didn't know my phone number, but he called my friend that he knows. He called my friend at all hours of the night, leaving voicemails. Haunting voicemails. That's not dignified at all. Work ethic. One of the hardest things for a parent to instill in a child today is a hard work ethic. This man didn't even work. Let me tell you guys that. He might have been 92 years old, but he didn't even work. Work ethic. Laziest son of a bitch that lives around me. That's what this old man was. I never saw him go to work once. I'm lying a little bit there. I saw him go to... He worked up until he was 91, but just for the sake of the story, he wasn't working when he left here. When he went to live in the assisted living facility, believe it or not, he didn't have a job. So work ethic, my ass. Prudent saving. In the 30s and 40s, everything was saved down to the last penny and the last green bean. Well, guess what? If he wanted to save everything, he shouldn't have unloaded so much shit on me. Because I took a bunch of dusty-ass books out of his crib. I took a bunch of dusty-ass books. I sneezed for a good hour after I took some of the shit out of this old man's home. It's probably been in there since fucking the 1930s or some shit. I don't know. It's been in, I don't know when these places were built, but the day it was built, this old man carried his shit in there and dust started to form, and then I transported it and it made me sneeze a lot, and I do hold that against him still. I'm going to be honest, I still hold that shit against the old man. Prudent saving. He was giving me all his shit. Faithful commitment. Number 5. He's 0 for 4 so far. None of his traits actually match the Greatest Generation, and I would argue because the Greatest Generation was actually the worst generation. The worst generation ever. Yeah. Faithful commitment. Is love enough to sustain a marriage? Does loyalty count, or should we constantly be on the lookout for the next green pasture? Is love enough to sustain a marriage? Guess what? He wasn't married. This old man was single. 92-year-old single man. Who's ever seen that? So that doesn't match. Faithful commitment? Nope, he didn't have any. Is there even a number 6? Nope, he went 0 for 5. The old son of a bitch went 0 for 5. On the complete opposite end of the age spectrum. Schools are back in session across this great nation. I want to talk about that. I went out today. I realized they were back in session because I got stuck behind a school bus. I don't go out quite as early as I used to because I used to go out to buy coffee. I no longer go out to buy coffee. I've been off coffee for like 6 months or more, I think. I've been off tea for like 2 months now because I'm too lazy to even make tea. It used to be 3 shots of espresso minimum to get me going. 3 shots of espresso just for me to even consider starting my day. But I'm off caffeine now, so I didn't get out as early as I used to, and I got stuck behind a school bus. I realized schools are back in session. And I held this episode. I intentionally held this episode, which I'm recording on a Monday. I held this episode. I didn't want to record it until schools on the West Coast were done for the day. I needed to make sure that schools across this nation, excluding Hawaii, don't make me eat my words here. But schools across this great nation, I want to give you guys a little round of applause because it appears like we've made it through one school day without a massacre. Fuck yes! This is what we were looking for this school year, guys. It's like a pep rally now. Suddenly I'm talking to a team. But this is what we were looking for this year, guys. Less school shootings. And one day's in the books. Granted, probably not every school across this nation's started back yet. I don't know. There might not be that many kids back in school yet, but we've made it through one day without a mass shooting in a school. There have been, I think, a mass shooting last night and this afternoon, you know, several people died, you know, but not kids. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about this. And guys, I made ribs last night, and you know what? They weren't bad. In a world of disappointment, I wasn't disappointed. I was happy with my ribs. And then I wake up today. I see there's no school shootings. Everything's looking good. It really is. Everything is looking good. Some of the news stories even, guys. Some of the news stories. I see several here that they're making America sound like an oasis. It's a paradise now. Things have turned around. Fewer Americans say they are living paycheck to paycheck as inflation begins to ease. Things are looking up, guys. Things are really looking up. Let's read a little bit more about this. More than half of all U.S. consumers currently live paycheck to paycheck, according to the report. Yeah, well, that's not good. Let's just we got to go on, though. I'm sure there's more good news. We haven't found any good news yet. I'm sure we'll find some good news. However, the number of Americans who say they are stretched thin has started to fall as inflation pressures ease. See, I knew it. I knew something good was going to be in this story. Lower-income workers have been particularly squeezed by higher prices this year. Yeah, that's not good. Consumers have been squeezed by higher prices, maybe experiencing a little relief. Fewer adults now say they are living paycheck to paycheck. According to a LendingClub report, as of July, only 59%, guys, only 59% of Americans said that they lived paycheck to paycheck, down from 61% in June, but still higher than a year ago, when the number of adults who felt stretched thin was 54%. That's the data with this whole fucking story. That's the data that they're using, guys. As of July, 59% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, down from 61% in June. There was a 2% drop. It's over 50 goddamn percent. There's a 2% drop. And that's justification for a headline saying fewer Americans say they are living paycheck to paycheck as inflation begins to ease. That is misleading. But I'm still feeling good about things, guys. There's a lot to feel good about. There's a lot to feel good about. For instance, did you guys know that the Starbucks pumpkin spice latte is going to be back soon? It's going to cost more than it did before, but it's going to be back soon. That's good news. There's another story here. Very real risk of nuclear disaster. As shelling continues at huge Ukraine plant. That's not good. I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. $2 until the next check and no money for pizza. That's not good either, is it? Oh, God damn it. We might have struck out, guys. I might have misled you. I might have just accidentally cooked some good ribs, and they've put me in a delusional state of happiness. Because now I'm reading these headlines, it doesn't look so good. Let's read about this woman with only $2 left. After Catherine pays for basic necessities like food, shelter, and utilities, she usually has about $2 left to her disposal until her next Social Security check rolls in. During a good month, she might have a $9 surplus. I'm not laughing. I promise I'm not laughing. She might have a $9 surplus a month. She's 70. She lives alone in her tiny rented Indiana home where she's recovering from a recent leg amputation and learning to navigate daily activities from a wheelchair. Lately, she's had a hankering for a small pie from Pizza Hut, but she can't afford to order one. Still, she doesn't complain. She can't complain. Not the demographic I'm going for, ladies and gentlemen, obviously. The article goes on to say the times are hard. So let's not get too excited over a 2% drop from 61% to 59% of Americans that are living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, let's be real. Let's get real. I want to be real for a second. I want to talk about something in Russia without being interrupted by that goddamn pure Russian rainwater national anthem music. I want to talk about the Brittany Griner situation, guys. She's been imprisoned in Russia. WNBA player Brittany Griner went over there to play because the WNBA doesn't pay the women enough during the regular season. So they have to moonlight in foreign leagues that often pay them more, actually. So Brittany Griner's over there. She gets detained for having hash oil, I believe. She had a little THC on her. And they slapped her with, I believe, 9 years. And now we are potentially trying to trade prisoners to get Brittany Griner back. We have a Russian by the name of Viktor Boot. And it's weird because in 2019, well, it's not really weird, but in 2019, up to 15 U.S. citizens imprisoned in Russia were offered for Viktor Boot. And we are offering him up for Brittany Griner now. I believe we're offering Brittany Griner. They're offering Brittany Griner and we're offering Viktor Boot. And I think we're also asking for one more. I got to tell you guys, it's a pleasant surprise to be actually able to do a news story without being interrupted by that pure. It's weird. I thought I'd be interrupted by the music by now. There. Jesus. That's not the good part. Switch to the good part. How'd you get in here? I guess, ladies and gentlemen, if someone from the, are you from the abortion caravan or the migrant freedom bus? Caravan, I've come in search of an abortion. Okay. Okay. You're contractually obligated, by the way, to do this pure Russian rainwater bit. I know that. I've listened to the show before. And, I stopped in to tell you, you're contractually obligated to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wanted something so pure? Have you ever wanted something so pure that it was 98% pure? Because that's what pure Russian rainwater is. 98% pure. Only 2% dust from the missile blast upwind. No radiation in our water. That's what we say, and we stick by it. Pure Russian rainwater is still 99% radiation free. I'm ready to announce that today on the show, guys. It's 98% pure and 99% radiation free. So friends, trust pure Russian rainwater with not only your hydration needs, but trust it with the hydration needs of your friends and family. You could make an I don't want to read this part. You gotta read it. It's in your contract. Can you even really call Americans being detained abroad in Russia a prison sentence, or should you actually call it a vacation? Because I've learned that everyone detained abroad in Russia, every American prisoner detained in Russia, is provided with pure Russian rainwater around the clock. So it's not a detainment. Call it what it really is. It's a vacation on pure Russian soil. The home of pure Russian rainwater. All right, I'm really going to have to start locking the doors in here, evidently. People just keep wandering in, all with the same voice during the show. Guys, we made it through the entire show today. The bed frame is still standing. The bed is, it's not level. It's not level. It wouldn't be a good sleeping experience, but it technically hasn't completely collapsed yet. Whoever cut down these trees to make this bed frame, I gotta be honest with you guys. Whoever cut down the gorgeous trees that were growing naturally in the wild to make this shitty ass bed frame, whoever cut down those trees should be imprisoned for life. In Russia or America, I don't care. But these trees would be much better still on Earth than cut into this fucking shitty ass bed frame. I gotta get out of here. You guys have a good week. I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye. Figure I can get a new bed frame, or I can sleep with a helmet on from here forward. I don't know which way I'm gonna go. Greatest Generation, my ass. The only thing the Greatest Generation's good at is holding a grudge and remembering a debt. You can meet somebody from the Greatest Generation and they can be 95 years old, but if you lost a bet to them 40 years ago, they're gonna sure as shit bring that up. I guarantee it, because I've dealt with a lot of old-ass elderly motherfuckers. And every last one of them, they hold a grudge till the day they die. And so can I. I hope you guys have a good week. I'll see you back here next Tuesday for another episode. And I want to say one more thing, actually. I just thought of it. Some of you motherfuckers out there, you supported the show a lot in the beginning because you thought it wouldn't last very long. Well, guess what? Joke's on you. We made it to 60 episodes and you still have to listen. So if you support... I know there's at least one motherfucker out there that started listening and they're like, yeah, he'll probably give up in about 6 months, maybe 8 months. You don't know me. This podcast will go on forever. You'll have to pry this microphone out of my cold, dead hand. If I still have use of my appendages, you're going to have to pry this microphone out of my hand. Now, if I'm completely brain dead and on life support, and I can no longer manipulate a microphone, I've instructed those close to me to just place the microphone close to my breathing tube, and you'll get 45 minutes a week of hearing my breathing tube. What do you think about that? My loved ones will have to say, doctor, we got to keep him alive. He still wants to do this podcast. Bye. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think good. I think really good.